with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Amen. Let me pray for us real quick. Father, thank you for Melbourne Korean Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for this body of believers. And thank you, Lord, that you bring us into this place that we can worship you. Many different people, but one God. And Lord, we just want to worship you on high. We want to be encouraged by you, by hearing your word, letting it penetrate to our hearts and changing us from the inside out. So as Pastor Yoshu said, let our hearts be opened, let our minds be opened, that we might hear your word. Holy Spirit, we want to hear from you, and we want to be changed by you to know Jesus, to know you, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So when I was 5 years old, I actually moved from Korea. I was a happy little kid running around in Korea, you know, eating my Korean snacks, playing with my Korean friends. You know, I really fit in pretty well because everyone was kind of the same. You know, we were all the same. We looked the same. We were Korean. And then my parents decided it's time for us to move. And we moved to the United States. And so that's where my accent comes from a little bit. So I lived in the United States for a while, and everything was real different. I wasn't in my neighborhood anymore. And in my five-year-old mind, I kind of understood that. The food was different. It felt a little bit greasier than Korean food. And I had no friends. You know, all my friends were gone. They were still in Korea. Now, it wasn't just me, though, that felt different, but people around me looked at me differently, too. I felt like I didn't belong because I went to a neighborhood back in, let's say, 1990, and there weren't a lot of people that looked like me in this neighborhood. There weren't a lot of Asians there. And so I didn't feel like I belonged, and I just really wanted to go home. I wanted to go back to Korea. I wanted to go back to my friends, back to my neighborhood, eat my Korean snacks, and just be home. And then I grew up a little bit, and I visited Korea again later on in my life. And then I realized something really strange. I didn't belong there either. I didn't feel like I fit in there anymore. The food no longer matched me because I had grown really used to Western food. You know, I was just eating McDonald's all the time. And just, you know, I wasn't used to Korean food anymore. I met up with my old friends from when I was 5 years old. And by this time, I think I was 18. And I didn't recognize them anymore. You know, I don't know how I met with them, but I didn't recognize them. They looked really different. And I also didn't know how to talk with them anymore because they spoke Korean and I'd forgotten most of my Korean. I just spoke English. And so there was a real gap there. And I realized Korea is not home anymore. And I, once again, really wanted to go home. Well, later on in life, I ended up here. I again moved, this time to Australia, actually to Sydney. I lived in Sydney for about 12 years. And it was yet another culture that I didn't really fit into. I couldn't really figure it out because if I didn't feel like I belonged in America, and if I didn't feel like I belonged in Korea, and now in this new place, Australia, I just felt like I didn't belong. Well, where was home? Where was this home that I kept longing for? I just wanted to go home. Where was it? Now, looking back on this time now, You know, I'm quite a bit older. I'm hopefully a little bit wiser. I'm 33 now. And looking back on this time, I can only imagine how hard it was for my parents as well. You know, looking back at my parents. I imagine you here at MKBC would probably be experiencing some of the same feelings as me. You know, I even feel a lot of feelings just coming into this building and hearing a different language from English. And it reminds me of, you know, just being around Korean people even. But you guys here at MKBC must experience some of the same feelings and perhaps a little bit more as well. You know, I read a little bit more about Korean culture, and I can understand that that feeling of wanting to go home but not knowing where that home is might be stronger with you guys than it might be for me. You, like me, we kind of look different from the culture around us here in Australia. We eat differently. We think differently. You know, we sound a little bit different when we speak, when we're singing. And you might feel like me, we don't quite belong here. And who would have us? Living here in Australia, who would have us? Well, the Bible tells us through Ephesians that God chose us even before he created the world. He chose us to be adopted through Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that for a second? When I think about when I was 5 years old and when I longed to be back home, and then when I was 18 and I longed to be back home, and even now at 33 when I long to be back home, and then the Bible tells me, God chose you even before he created the world. That just blows my mind. Thinking back all those years, he chose us. We belong in his family. We might not feel like we quite belong in the culture or the country that we're in, but we belong in his family. You know, I think back to how hard my parents had to work in order for us to be accepted when we lived in America and then when we lived in Australia. I'm sure that some of the younger guys here might look at their parents and feel the same thing. You see your parents going out early in the morning, coming back late at night, working hard, giving up everything that they had in order for you to be provided with a life. See, when my parents were in Korea, they were doing pretty well, but they decided to move so that I would have what they thought would be a better life or a better education, all that kind of stuff. So giving up everything they had in Korea to go to a country where they didn't speak the language, they didn't speak any English, and then they had to work harder than people around them to try to make a place for us to belong because they weren't accepted. And even then, even as they worked harder than people around them, they still didn't quite get there. They still work hard. You know, they're in their 60s now, and they're getting close to a time when their bodies are kind of slowing down a little bit. You know, my dad is in a lot more pain than he used to be. We still have money issues. They still don't speak English that fluently, unfortunately. But I know that there's a new reality in God, and I hope that you can see this as well as you hear from this word from Ephesians. We don't have to struggle and work hard in order to belong with God. We do not have to struggle or work hard in order to belong with him, since he already chose us. See, Jesus gave up heavenly riches. He gave up the riches of his home in heaven, and he became poor so that we can have this beautiful, scandalous exchange, that he might stand in our place and we can stand in his, that we might have the riches of heaven. And Jesus, he took our sins and he was rejected so that we could be accepted and we could belong. Jesus gave everything so that we could have everything. And because of Jesus, no matter what we do, you and me as Christians, we're accepted and we'll always belong in God's family. See, God's plan is for all of his children to be united with him and to belong in his family. And what that means is, for us in family, he wants us to be united with one another as well. That's why I think it's such a beautiful thing when I come into this building that I'm very familiar with, and I see a very different congregation worshiping, or when I hear you guys singing. It's just such a beautiful thing because it's the family of God uniting together. My prayer for you today, MKBC, is that you will also know the love of Jesus and love one another so that you can live the unity that you have in Christ. And my encouragement to you as well is that now that you're accepted by Jesus, also go and accept others. Accept those in your family here that are a little bit different from you, that might challenge you a little bit. Go out and accept those in our outside culture in Australia that are a little bit different from you as well, although they might reject you. But that's what Jesus did for us. You belong, and so your identity doesn't come any longer from your culture or from your background, but from who you are in Christ, in God's family. I'm going to invite Pastor Yoshi to translate this message for us.